Welcome to the Agony Aunties podcast mini-series. Each week, we're diving into some of your questions and offering our unique insights and therapeutic expertise to help you navigate life's challenges. As seasoned therapists, I'm quite a lot more seasoned than my daughters. We're here to share our thoughts, perspectives, and a dose of compassion. So get ready for each episode where listener questions take center stage and we do our best to provide you with thoughtful guidance and a touch of wisdom. So this is our Agony Aunties, but I thought I would update our listeners. I don't really like talking about me, but I think this would be as good a place as any to say what's going on because I've had a bit of a roller coaster health-wise the last couple of weeks. I broke my shoulder skiing. And that wasn't brilliant, but it was very, I hoped, predictable. But then I came back and the impact of the break meant I got shingles and I got a particular variant called Ramsay-Hunt syndrome. I also had a bad operation, so I'm having a shoulder replacement surgery tomorrow. So why I'm telling our lovely listeners is because Ramsay-Hunt isn't a quick fix. I saw the ENT consultant this morning. I was very lucky that I was able to see a consultant so quickly, and I feel very grateful for that. And my face, for you watching, is like on the left side. Six is completely frozen, and naught is only on normal, and mine's five. And what I've understood is it can take up to a year, 18 months, to get my mobility back, and there's a chance I'll only get 60 to 70% back or less. So I don't know. So that's quite a hit. But what I want to say is it does not affect my capacity to think, to feel, to use my wisdom, to use my knowledge, to do the pod. But listeners will just have to be a bit more patient with me because I think I sound like I've just been to the dentist or that I'm drunk.
You don't sound drunk. You do sound a bit like you've just been to the dentist. And I would say, and maybe this is wrong, that not only has it like doesn't affect your brain in any way, I actually think that challenging experience also, it's like a shit way to learn stuff, but you do also learn stuff.
Yes. I mean, I already learned quite a few things I wish I didn't want to learn. It's so strange, the whole thing, because I've had difficult experiences and bad news and difficulties that I've faced in my life. I've also had enormous luck and gifts, which I appreciate. But the thing that, and I've worked with a lot of people who have terrible health diagnoses. So at one level, I know what I'm likely to be going through. And of course, it's a different level when it's subjective. I think the two big things I've taken, which I think is that love and kindness really makes an enormous difference. You children have been incredible. Michael's been incredible. My friends have been incredible. But also in the sort of quality of the kindness, like being tender and sensitive and not jumping in to fix, but listening to me fully and letting me be upset. But also I had some doctors in France who were really brutal, who really made what was already bad much worse. And I've had doctors who are incredibly sensitive and kind. It completely changes your experience. And so maybe that's something that I want to think about. When I was at St. Mary's 25 years, I was teaching doctors how to break bad news and working with doctors. So it's an area I've always been interested in. But it feels like an area for a campaign. But I certainly haven't got the energy for that right now.
I think it is a campaign that you have done.
It is.
It's part of your life work, actually.
Yeah, I changed the practice in
pediatrics. Yeah. Mm. Exactly. So I think you're just on the receiving end of it in this very real way right now. I think for me, it's really hard seeing you in pain and it's scary. Like, pain is scary. Diagnosis is that you don't have a definite outcome, which most diagnoses are, right? Like, hard for doctors to know exactly what's going to happen. I think that has been really, I just want to constantly just give you a hug.
I know, you do, which I love.
And I also think there's something about when you've been lucky in the way that we have been to have your physical health, that there's some real psychological blow to suddenly feeling fragile, like suddenly feeling like I can't, this thing that I have relied on my whole life that's like really been a bit of a banker.
Yeah.
It's just whatever's happened can generally just get up and keep going. Suddenly that is being put to the test and questioned. And I think that is incredibly difficult.
It is difficult. And I've been on the steroids and the antivirals, and that's messed with my brain. So it's like I feel like a miasma kind of puddle of myself. And I look at myself from just a few days ago where I was like functioning. And right now I have clarity, but I go in and out of it. And I hope it's the effing steroids, to be honest.
The doctor said it was the steroids would be affecting it.
Yeah, he did. So if I get my brain back, but also seeing people's faces of shock when they see how bad I look. And that's, you know, tough. But anyway, just to say to everybody.
Hang on, go back a second.
Okay. And sure.
Okay, anyway, moving on.
Like my mother.
Yeah.
Just being my mother.
Like when you say it's tough, is it tough? Like you sort of see a reflection of what you look like in how they see you? Or like what is the toughness?
Oh my God, you're such a fucking therapist, Em.
I know. Terrible.
The toughness is not looking like me and feeling distorted and misshapen. And that it is uncomfortable.
Like, that's not me.
Well, it's not. It sort of feels... It feels the version of me I am, but not the version of me I want to be.
Yeah.
And so the work is accommodating and recognizing that I hope it'll be a fast path to recovery, but it might not be, and it might not be fully recovered, that I'll just have to come to terms with it, that I'm going to have this half smile. But the bigger thing is the eye, because the eye doesn't blink. It stays open all the time. And so it gets quite sore, and dealing with my eye, having an issue. I mean, it's small in comparison to so many things and so many things people have. But, you know, that'll take a bit of getting used to, because as you said, my health, I've been so lucky my whole life. It's been a big part of my inner strength. It's been my physical strength and my mental strength. And I've been able to rely on it. And now it feels fragile at the moment.
Like a big adjustment.
I hope it's not too much for everybody. I just thought I can't come out every week looking weird and not say anything. I need to explain it.
It would be quite funny. She just turned up with like a pat and like a droopy face. It was like, guys,
oh my God,
there's nothing to report here.
Nothing going on here. Am I shoulder off?
Yeah. No, obviously I'm joking.
I know.
It's
all right. But I feel very fond of all our listeners and very supported, and send you all our love. And thank you, my Pom. Love you. I just wanted to add a postscript to my Agony Aunties with Emily, which was that what I didn't ask her, and maybe we will have a conversation about it in the future, is that when a member of a family is ill, it affects everybody in the family, and people get worried but also feel like they can't show that they're worried, and there can be this sort of, well, many sort of ways of doing it. There could be co-protection, where the person that's ill says they're fine when they're not fine, where the family that are worried, if they're asked if they're okay, they say they're okay when they're not fine. And I really didn't want that to happen in our family, that I felt that the only way that we could navigate it was if I was honest, so that when I wasn't okay, I would say I wasn't okay and that I was upset, so that when I was okay, they would believe me and trust me. And that is what I have done. But as the mother, even to adult children, of course, you never want to worry your children. You always just want them to be happy and progressing in their lives and not thinking about me as their parent. So, you know, it's complicated in a way. And I'd love to know what all of you who've had experiences of illness, even if it's temporary, how you navigate this and what your experiences are and what has been helpful for you. I'd love you to contact us and tell us, and maybe we can do another segment on that, another episode. So that is my PS.